As we know, the only beracha midoraita according to Sephardim is Birkat HaMazon. Once you have Kedei Sevi'a, the amount that the person is satiated, that we, it's a minimum, it's 2 ounces, generally assumed to be more than 2 ounces of bread, or a filu 1 ounce of bread with a lot of other food that a person is satiated. Then that Birkat HaMazon, 1 ounce of bread with a lot of different types of food, that Birkat HaMazon is the Oraita. So according to Maran HaShulchan Aruch, the only Beracha the Oraita is Birkat HaMazon. But according to others, many other poskim hold Birkat HaTorah that we say in the morning, prior to the learning of the Torah, that's also the Oraita. Birkat HaLamichya, I think more than 20 Rishonim paskin Birkat HaLamichya that we say after Mezonot, is also the Oraita. That means sometimes a person takes a piece of cake, imagining that he's on a rush to go to work, and he says the Mezonot, Baruch Hashem, and then he walks out. Could be, and it depends what it is. If it is a small sponge cake is a lot of air. So, okay. But if it is a regular cake, and it has 1 ounce, all what you need is 1 ounce of flour together with water. That's what constitutes Mezonot. Officially speaking, Mezonot doesn't have to do with other ingredients on top. Let's say it has some kind of a filling in the middle, or it has eggs inside, it has salt inside, it has, other ingredients inside. So, but at the end of the day, all what you need is 1 ounce of flour and water that makes it Mezonot. So once you eat such a food, there is a chiyuv. According to more than 20 of the Rishonim, chiyuv alamichya is the Oraita. Marana Shulchan Aruch paskins that is with the Rabbana. But either way, there are certain hanhagot behaviors that has to be done as if it is the Oraita. As an example, it's written, just as when it comes to Birkat HaMazon, he says, Va'achalta v'savata uverachta, uverachta, the Tosfot writes, Va'achalta v'savata, eat and be satiated and bless Hashem, Achalta v'savata, shev et. Birkat HaMazon has to be said in a seated fashion. So the same thing is written, Alamichya cannot be said in a walking fashion or in a standing fashion. It should be seated fashion. Officially speaking, Borei Nefashot, if a person wants to be standing, he has room for that. But when it comes to Alamichya, being that more than 20 Rishonim Paskin, that it is Midoraita, it should be in a seated fashion. Next. So what is Alamichya? Anything that holds wheat, barley, spelt, oat, and rye, then automatically once you bake it, it becomes alamichya. If you have what's called puffed becomes borei peri adama. Let's imagine the same 5 ingredients that I mentioned that goes into becoming bread. If it is mixed with a lot of sugar and other ingredients, becomes mezonot. If however they make it into a puffed, so then it is going to be hadama. So let's say the same thing would be when it comes to rice. Rice is not from the 5 grains, so in reality it should have been hadama. But because of the fact that it is filling, the beracha is going to be mezonot, and the beracha acharonah is going to be borei nefashot. But if you have rice cake is also going to be the same thing as borei peri adama, rice cake. Even though there are those poskim who hold mezonot, so no. Many of the poskim hold, Rav Ovadia also included, that once you're eating rice cake, since it is puffed, it's going to be again hadama. So let me mention one last nekuda. So anyway, so let me just end with this nekuda as follows. So when it comes to mezonot, If a person eats more than 6 to 8 ounces is a machloket, once you eat more than 8 ounces of mezonot, the beracha should have been from the beginning, hamotzi, and the beracha acharona, once it's more than 8 ounces, is going to be birkat HaMazon. Which type of mezonot? Only if it is baked mezonot. Like say you have crackers, which is not too much. Sometimes a person has no other food, he wants to have these salt crackers. So once you have between 6 to 8 ounces of it is a machloket. But once you have more than 8 ounces, I think the whole thing on the box it says 24 ounces. So once you have 8 ounces of it, So then you have a chiyuv deoraita from the moment that you get to 8 ounces to say birkat hamazon, and it's not enough to say alamichia. But if you did say alamichia, but always you're yotze. If a person had regular bread and by mistake he said alamichia, but yevet is yotze, but it's not a proper way. So therefore, this is only by baked mezonot. But if it would be cooked mezonot, or if it is fried mezonot, it's always going to remain alamichia. So let's say if somebody has donuts, any amount, at the end is going to be alamichia. If you're going to have a spaghetti, bracha from the beginning is mezonot, and at the end is going to be also alamichia because it's 5 grains, but it is cooked. Only baked mezonot, once you have too much of it, is going to be birkat hamazon.